I'm Randy Huffsmith. I'm with Camp Dresser and McKee. We're standing at the Montana Pole site in Butte, Montana. It's a super fun site. It's undergone a number of years of environmental cleanup. We're going to do a brief tour of the water treatment facility and describe some of the components of that facility. Here, this way to the east, is an underground trench that's buried to recover groundwater. There's an oil skimming unit in that trench to pull the oil, pentachlorophenol, and oil mix off the groundwater surface, and then the dissolved groundwater and contamination goes into this pretreatment facility here that we'll go to in a minute. The site was originally contaminated with pentachlorophenol from a wood treating operation, timbers for the mines, telephone poles, these sorts of wood products were treated to keep from rotting with this material, PCP mixed with an oil carrier. This oil carrier and PCP was spilled in the site, ended up into the groundwater, ended up contaminating soils. We're currently under a record of decision cleanup scenario via EPA and the Montana Department of Environmental Quality to do cleanup on this.
Okay.
This is an oil water separator unit. It's basically a series of baffles. Contaminated water from the trenches is discharged into this oil water separator via gravity. And separate other separation techniques, water moves through this separator and leaves the oil on the top surface. And then the only thing that discharges out of this system would be dissolved phase product and groundwater, with the non-aqueous phase liquid, the floating product, left in this unit where we can skim it off and haul it to be incinerated at a temperature place. This tank that you see in the background is where the oil is pumped from the oil water separator and from the skimmer pumps that are in the recovery system. It has secondary containment, leak detection. From there, tanker trucks will come in and haul that oil to an incinerator. This is the influence sump building. Water that's treated from the oil water separator is then put into this influence sump, provides us some storage capacity. The water is then pumped from this influence sump building into the water treatment facility where we do the primary water treatment with granular activated carbon. Looking at the granular activated carbon filtration unit, once water goes from the influence pump, comes in through here to these micron filters, and then discharges through these granular activated carbon units. There's a couple of units in series here, a total of 4 big drums. Once the water is cleaned through the carbon unit, it then discharges to the treated water tank, and then it's allowed to gravity feed to Silverbell Creek. Clean water at that time meets the cleanup criteria of 1 part per billion pentachlorophenol discharged to Silverbell Creek.
Here is just the contaminated soils from the smear zone have been removed and placed out onto our land treatment. We'll move it over here to the east. Inserting it into your system, which is 18 inches of gravel, and we'll have a geofabric on top of it, and place clean soil on top of that, and that's just put in place to remove what can't be excavated below the groundwater surface. Most of the soil was contacted by now free floating NAPL, and that's been removed from the pumping system and a skimmer, and the majority of that's been removed. Set off for incineration. So that's this is where we do most of our land farming of the contaminated soils, and it's just all biological land farming. We irrigate the soils, and we they're tilled for aeration, and then they add nutrients to a certain extent. They add dry nutrients when they're originally placed on. It's just built with an HDPE liner on the at the base of it, and it's got perforated pipe throughout, and so as the water soaks down through increased biological activity, and then it soaks into the perforated pipe, and that water is then just drained over here to what we call a retention pond. And the water's just held there and used later for more irrigation. We also irrigate for dust control. You know, the contaminated soils, there's a boulevard area over here, so we just keep the dust down and retain the water for future use. What we're looking at here is the more highly contaminated soils were put into biopiles, which are aerated through vacuums. You can see the tubes sticking out the side of the piles here. There's a blower building up there that's got four vacuum blowers in it, and they just pull the air through the piles. The tarps aren't sealed, so the air just comes from the atmosphere and is pulled through the piles. We also walk these piles through perforated tubes that run along the top of them. There's four perforated tubes, and they we just force water from actually over at a retention pond through the tubes, and then it just drains down through the piles. Some of the problems we've had with our biopiles is that it seems like we had too many clays in the soils, and with the tarps on them, they've gotten compacted, and we're having problems with channeling of the water and air, and so it doesn't seem like we're getting really efficient use or efficient treatment of soil. As it's not all exposed to the air and the water, like where's the land treatment unit, it can spread the water evenly, and tilling the soil mixes it up and aerates it, all the soil quite a bit better. Toward the end of the pile, you can see some of the lumbers that were just got mashed into the ground, and but that's what they treated with the penta and the diesel fuel, and that's. That mixture is what's being treated for the soil and the water treatment. Nutrients can be added through our sump system. It's just added to the water as it's sent out, and then that water just drains down through. And then the bottom is also like the land treatment unit, HDPE lined, and there's a drain at each end, and then it's drained to a sump and just recycled back to the retention pond.